according after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. I'm thankful today for the mercies of God. Verse 10 again. For he hath not dwelt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. I'm thankful for the goodness and the power of the Lord God today. Aren't you thankful? Amen. Oh, let's thank the Lord for his mercy and grace. Thank you, Jesus. We love and we praise you, God, for helping us today. Thank you for the divine touch of your spirit. Thank you for your love and kindness and your grace and power. We love you and we bless your name today. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Lamentations says this in chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are renewed or new every morning. And he says, great is thy faithfulness. I'm glad I have a faithful God today. Amen. Ephesians, the second chapter says, for by grace are we saved through faith. That is not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Today, I'm thankful for the goodness and the grace of God. I want to preach to you today what the Lord has laid on my heart. When you don't get what you deserve. When you don't get what you deserve. Amen. I'm thankful today for the grace of God. How about you? Amen. The justice we deserve because of sin's consequences. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. We deserve so much. You deserve to be in hell today. You deserve to be in the grave. You deserve not to be in the house of God. Not one of us deserves, amen, to live and breathe God's beautiful breath of air. Amen. Our sins make it a deserving of judgment and separation from God and eternal punishment. And, you know, if God was only just without grace, we would all be condemned this morning. But I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord, amen, that God reaches down and gives us what we don't deserve. Amen. Praise God. Brother Brent, I need you up here. Brother CJ, I need you up here this morning. Amen. Both of these young men, and there's others today, amen, they got something they didn't deserve. Brother Brent was on a motorcycle 2.5 years ago, maybe. A little bit over a year ago. And he was going around a corner, and his motorcycle that he was on, somehow or another, he undercorrected, overcorrected, but something happened, and he hit a telephone. He wrapped around that telephone pole. And he was in a subdivision here in Nacogdoches, and he crawled away from that thing with a broke ankle, right? And he started hollering, help! Somebody heard his cry. But I'm so thankful that he's got more than an ambulance that came that day. But you didn't deserve to be here today. You got what you didn't deserve. Amen. That telephone pole should have took this young man out. But the goodness of God had his way and blessed him. Right? Amen. Brother CJ, a month ago, come to church. Brother CJ has been in a battle back and forth with things. And he was here Sunday of that service. And on the way back to Palestine where he lived, he flipped his vehicle. This man, he didn't get what he deserved. Even the grace and the goodness of God came. Today he's here. You don't deserve to be here. You don't deserve to be here. And every one of us in this place don't deserve to be in the house of God. Thank you. I want somebody to understand it's by the goodness and the work of the Holy God of heaven, amen, that we have an opportunity to worship Him. But there's so many people feel like they're just entitled. Amen. They're entitled to God's welfare program. Just because grace is there, I can live like I want. Grace doesn't give you a license to sin. Grace don't give you the excuse for you not to live for God. Amen. Grace don't give you the excuse for you to be rebellious. Amen. I want to give the illustration of the courtroom analogy where if we were judged purely by the law of God, we would be found guilty without any defense. The Bible says, therefore, we are an unexcusable man, knowing that the judgment of God, amen, is against those that commit sin. There is a heaven, but there is a hell. And friend, I'm thankful today for the goodness of God that God says you don't have to go there. I have something you don't deserve. I have a gift for you, amen, that you can make it today, that you can live today. Amen. And there's been some things that has happened in people's life. They got something they didn't deserve. There are legitimate cases where possibility wasn't even available. The peril of unescapable doom began to happen. Just think about a starving person without food that faces the inevitable. What about a sickness without cure? What about a hurting without an ease where pain begins to rack a body so bad? What about dying without the hand of a comforter or friend? Somebody that dies in a situation where they have nobody to hold their hand, no family to weep over them. I'm telling you, it happens every day. Amen. Just yesterday in Balk Springs, Texas, amen, 911 was called and responders came, the ambulance came to a house there. A 19-year-old child, when they got there, was all abused and died of starvation and malnutrition. And today, there's a mother that there was lacerations all over the side of the body. This person didn't deserve that. This child didn't deserve these things. Even though this child was handicapped, even though this child did not have all the capabilities, that child didn't deserve to die in that condition. Amen. There's people that are desperate without hope. There's those that are broke without means today. Those that don't have any opportunity. There's those that are condemned without an advocate and charged without things to stand up for them. And there's those that are naive without a clue that God wants to help them. There are those that are backward without help. There are those that are mentally disturbed without somebody to care about them and to help them. It's easy to dump somebody off in an institution. Amen. It's so easy just to write them off. What about the unloved without anyone? What about the person that is legitimately ugly, unattractive, without anybody to admire them? Everybody wants to be admired. What about that person that's disturbed? Maybe it's a mental disturbing or nervous disorder, but there's nobody there to show compassion. And what about the person that's doomed and don't know the grace of God? I want you to think about it today. Amen. God's goodness and God's grace. What is the difference, Pastor? Amen. Between mercy and grace. Let me give you an example, but the difference between mercy and grace. The definition, grace is a gift we don't deserve. And while mercy is not getting what we deserve, I want you to think about it. And I'm going to give you the example. Let's put it this way. If there's somebody that breaks in your, attempting to break in your house, and you learn that the robber was just desperate. They were in a desperate situation and they were hungry. And they were wanting something to eat so desperate that they broke in your house just to get something to eat. All of a sudden you would pull back and say, I'm not calling the police. You choose to pardon that thief and let the matter go. That's mercy. But what about it whenever you turn and you say, hey, since you're hungry, I'm going to give you something to eat. I'm going to make sure here's some money to help you, to bring you back to the place where you need, you could have your needs supplied. That's grace. Grace is that undeserved gift. Amen. Are you thankful for the goodness of the Lord? Amen. That God should have knocked you out. God should have taken you out. But the goodness of God was there to help you and to lead you. The Bible says, don't you know that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Amen. You don't deserve to breathe God's good grace. You don't deserve to live the way you're living. But the goodness of God has stepped in for your life. Hallelujah. There's many people that are in battle of life, amen, that never tasted of the goodness of God. They don't even know the things of God. The Bible says if the gospel be hid, it is hid to those that are lost. But today I'm not preaching to those that don't know the gospel. I'm preaching to those that have opportunity to come before the throne of God. And it's there that these people that they have tasted of the grace of God. They have tasted of the goodness of God. They have bathed their soul in the rich blood of Jesus Christ. But many times we forget where God's brought us from. We forget about the goodness of God, the blessings of God, the grace of God. Amen. That undeserved thing. I'm telling you, when you get, amen, when you don't get what you deserve, hallelujah, you ought to be thankful for the blessings of God. Somebody ought to be thankful today that God didn't knock you out, but God gave you a chance today to be in his house one more time, that God chose to forgive you. You were guilty, even though you justified sin. Even though you thought it, well, it's okay for me to do what I do. Amen. Sin was never justified. Amen. Sin is willful transgression against God. Sin, amen, is a slap in God's face, especially when you know the grace of God. I want to tell somebody today, I'm glad that God didn't consume us, that God didn't take us out, but God's mercy and grace has stepped in. Are you thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ this morning? Hallelujah. I don't think somebody's getting what God's trying to give you today. You ought to feel the presence of God, that God says, it's all because of me that you're here. It's all because of my doing. It wasn't anything you'd done. It wasn't by your good looks. It wasn't by your character. It wasn't by a positive mental attitude, but by the grace and the goodness of God. Amen. That God ordained an opportunity for you to live today. How would you like somebody that, you know, they go to jail for committing a crime, and all of a sudden, how many's ever played Monopoly? Let me see your hand. Monopoly. And there is a little card there that's called Get Out of Jail. How would you like to be that one in jail? No hope, no body, no way out. Guilty. And all of a sudden, a get out of jail card came as a gift to you. You didn't have nobody. You were guilty. What would you think if you took that and showed that officer and he said, you got to get out of jail card. I have to let you out. Who did this? It didn't fall from the sky. It didn't just perhaps just landed there. Amen. It wasn't chance, but it was a purpose and the ordained grace and goodness of God that God handed it to your life. Now, who in their right mind would take that card and play with it? Who in their right mind would just make a paper airplane out of that card and throw it across the cell block? You would be foolish. But there's people that play with the grace of God just like that. There's people that begin to play with God. What about the person that God opens the door? And they're set free. But they keep on courting around at the jail again. You know, 27 years of doing jail ministry here in Nacogdoches, there are people in the jail that were there 27 years ago that are still in and out today. Isn't that crazy? I see people that I've known for years. And one young lady, we was in the middle of a service, and it's been several years ago. I can remember the guard opened the door, and he called their name and said, "Get your stuff." They dropped the charges against you. And she looked around and she started crying. She said, "I don't want to leave y'all." And she started crying because she had to leave the jail. And that's the way some people are. They don't want to leave their sin and trespasses and their guilt and shame. Amen. Where has shame today? People are not ashamed of sinful lives and sinful attitudes. People are not ashamed today just to be blatant rebellion. Rebellious. Oh, it's okay. The Bible tells us, woe to them that take good and exchange it for evil. Who in their right mind? And when I see a group of men, amen, and when I am in that jail ministry, there's many times I've looked at them and I said, "You must like somebody to dress you and pick your clothes out." Because most of those guys are in and out all the time. So you must like somebody to pick your meal. You must like jail food. Kind of like hospital food. If you like hospital food, you're sick. And if you like jail food, something's wrong with you. And what I'm saying is today, there's some people, amen, after God has been good to you, that you would go back to that old lifestyle and situation. What does it do to God? You think you got it all wrapped up in your rebellion and doing your ways. You think, "Well, I'm cool. I got it together." But what are you doing to God? What are you saying to God? Hallelujah. But oh my, when something starts happening, there are those that want to scream out for mercy. "God, give me mercy. Help me, Lord." But foolishly, we go back, amen, like the sow that is washed, the pig that is washed. We go right back to that old mud pile, amen, that old mire that stinks, amen. Oh, don't you know a pig bathes and lives in its own body fluids? They go to the bathroom and where they live at, and they'll go wallow right in it. The dog, the Bible says, goes back to its vomit. And friend, I don't want to be that one that is foolish with the goodness of God, with the grace of God. Hey, friend, I'm excited and I'm glad today that God had mercy and God had grace on me. I'm not going to throw the key away. I'm not going to turn my back on the God that had mercy on me. When you get what you don't deserve. Now, there's people that get things they don't deserve. I know people that they didn't deserve to face what they faced. I know people that sit in prison, they don't deserve to be there. Somebody lied. Somebody falsified some things. I know people that today's the 13-year-old having a funeral for a 13-year-old today in Carthage and Henderson. That baby don't deserve that. That child didn't deserve to suffer all its life. But God has a plan. God has a way. But I want you to say this today. I'm glad on the positive side of it, I got what I didn't deserve. I got the grace of God, the goodness of God. King David, after his sin with Bathsheba, he cried for mercy. Psalm the 51st chapter. And even though there were consequences, God did not utterly cast him away. Jonah and Nineveh both had to repent. You know, God was going to destroy Nineveh, but he sent Jonah. And Jonah didn't do what God said. Jonah had to repent. And Nineveh had to repent. But I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord there. Amen. How many of you was a Jonah headed the wrong direction? But God chose to turn you back around. I believe you need to lift both your hands this morning and thank God, amen, that you got what you don't deserve. You got the goodness and the gift of God in your life. Hallelujah. You need to open your voice and lift your voice to God this morning and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Calvary. Thank you for the gift of life. Woo. There's some of you in this place, we call it cheated death. These two young men, amen, we could say they cheated death. Oh, they really didn't. I'll tell you what it was the hand of God upon their lives. Amen. How many of you, amen, has had a close encounter and you know without a doubt it was God? How many of you that you knew, amen, I don't know if anybody in this place has ever been shot at. I don't know if you've ever had bullets go over your head. I'll never forget as a young man working in Houston, Texas, going to college, coming down that escalator that day, and bullets were flying all over that place. And the mirrors down at the bottom floor were all shattering from bullets that were being, the place was being robbed. And I was coming down the escalator at that time and bullets would go zing, zing, zing all around me. And it didn't take me long to climb up that escalator. Amen. I'm thankful for the goodness and grace of God that I'm here today to be able to proclaim that God is a merciful God. God is a great God. Amen. Oh, friend, your life ought to say it more than your lips. You ought to live it with all your heart. You ought to live for God with everything inside of you. You know, if you look at history, there's patterns of foolishness that always has consequences. The children of Israel, God brought them out of Egypt. God was good to them, but think with me. After the goodness of God, the blessings of God, the provisions of God, the miraculous escape from Egypt, opened up the Red Sea. God provided for them manna. God provided for them in every direction, pillar, cloud. And all of a sudden, they started mocking God. That old pattern you need to break. You need to say, I'm not going to do that pattern. You need to make your mind to live for God while you got a chance. Amen. Well, I'm young. I got plenty of time. That's what you think. Well, I heard all my life the Lord's fixing to come. Man. I heard it all my life too. But we're one day closer today than ever. We're one day closer, friend of mine. God wants this church to be ready. God wants you to be ready. God sent me today to tell somebody, you don't deserve to be here. It's because of his doing. Amen. Why falter around? Why be a foolish individual? You ought to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, all your body. Everything. You need to bless the Lord with everything you got. There's some that, you know, if the law of God or if the pastor says, thou shalt not eat donuts. I said this a long time ago in Central Heights. There are some that would eat donut holes. Well, pastor, that's not donuts, a donut hole. If the word of God says it, you need to bank on it. It's not something you have to pray about. It's not something you have to fast about what the word says. You need to do what God is trying to tell you to do. You cannot afford to be lost forever and ever. Eternity is too long to be wrong, friend. God wants a church that is making themselves ready by his great gift of life. Pastor, I'm a teenager. Pastor, I'm a young person. It don't matter what age you are. Death is not a respecter of persons. Death is not a every one of you are a candidate for death. But I'm thankful that God's mercy has come that we could have life in it more abundantly today. Amen. So what do I do? How do I respond? You got to respond to grace. We realize how much God has given, how much we've been given. First of all, there must be a gratitude. An attitude of gratitude is needed in this hour. You know, in a welfare mentality, I thank God for those that welfare has taken care of. Really. But those that just expect it and just expect you to take care of them and never apply, I don't like it. It gets a hold of me. And when God has been good to you, God don't want you to just sit around and say, I can live like I want, do what I want. You know, God's blood will be there. I want to tell you, hell's for good people too. I'm going to say it again. Hell will be full of good people. Man. We need to have an attitude of gratitude. We need to have forgiveness. If God's forgiven you, you need to learn to extend grace and forgive other people as well. You need to have bold faith to walk in confidence with God. And you think with me today. You know, don't fool around with God's grace. And I want you to catch this and I want you to swallow this. God is kind. But God's not soft. I'm going to say it again. God is kind, but God's not soft. There's going to be a day, amen, that God says, okay, the despisers, those that discarded my grace, that has played around with it, you're going to face the consequences of grace, not having grace, of your choice. But I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord. Even that God's mercy was in my life. All my life I've heard, amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was blind, but now I see. You know, it wasn't until this morning, that God gave me an understanding of that part where it says I was blind. I've always thought God was just having goodness on a blind person. No, no, no. I was blind because I did not quite understand and comprehend what God was doing. But I'm thankful today. Now I see. Amen. That all my life, way back, God was up to something in my soul, leading me to where I'm at right now. Amen. Hallelujah. If your eyes are not open today by grace, amen, you need to pray, God, open my eyes. Let me see what you've been up to. Let me see how privileged I am that I'm getting something I don't deserve today from you. Amen. The opportunity to live for you, to be your child. Amen. Stand with me in this place this morning. Amen. Somebody needs to realize I once was blind, but now I see. I was lost, headed the wrong way. Guilty. But mercy came running like a prisoner set free. Hallelujah. Son of God, you need to lift your hands and lift your voice to God this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost wanting to get a hold of somebody. God's wanting to open some eyes this morning. Amen. God wants you to see, amen, oh, his goodness. Hallelujah. How much God is for you. Amen. Hear me. If God be for you today, who can be against you? You don't deserve the grace and the goodness of God. Amen. You don't deserve this gift, but God has given it to you.
Amazing grace.
Hallelujah. You know what I felt in the Holy Ghost this morning? The God is trying to get somebody ready to meet him. He's not willing that any should perish. God don't want you to go to hell. You have friends, maybe even family members that want you to go to hell. You have enemies that want you to go to hell. And you have there's an opponent. That opponent wants you to go to hell if you really look at it. You know, God don't have an opponent. There's no equal with God. And your opponent really is not the devil. That opponent, self. I tell you, you follow self, self will send you to hell. Self is corrupt. Self is so laden down with anti-God, anti-Christ things. Amen. Hear me. Amen. You need to be mindful of the anti-Christ called self in your life. Self wants to send you down the wrong road. But the goodness of God, amen, stands right now in the way for somebody. My Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the hand of the Lord reaching right now in this place. Amen. I've asked God's angels to camp in this place in the minister right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, your soul's in need of God. Amen. Your life is in need of God. Amen. You don't deserve it, but God says, I have it for you today. I've come that you may have life and it more abundantly. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is here. Amen. Somebody needs to respond to him. Amen. Get out of that chair and won't you march to the front this morning. Amen. If you had to find a place to sit up here, amen, somebody needs to come and lift our hands and thank him for his amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
How sweet.
How sweet the sound.
Come on, he wants to save.
That saved a wretch.
A wretch. It's been a while since you surrendered. You need to surrender this morning. Somebody in this house needs to surrender to God. You've been doing it your way. You need to come to him and do it his way this morning. Come on, grace is here. Amazing grace. Come on, it's still amazing. How sweet the sound this morning. Let's say. You to make it.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Woo!
Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace.
Just a moment. Hallelujah. You know, I felt compelled of the Lord to do this morning. If you're going spiritually today, we're not talking about physical. Spiritually. If you're going through something right now and you need help, maybe you're cold. You can't feel what you used to feel. You don't have that burden, the passion. You need to wake up, but you don't want something to have to wake you up. You don't want a tragedy to come, but you want the goodness of God to wake you up. If you're in need right now, you're in trouble right now inside. It's been a while since you really. You have problems sinning. You have problems with things that keep on popping up in your mind and your heart that keeps pulling you back down. I don't want you to be ashamed. I don't want you to think secondly. and give it a second thought. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost just instructed me well ago. Amen. For you to just come on up here and this church family, we're going to pray for you. Amen. You got a battle. Amen. You're admitted, Pastor, I need help. Church family, I need you. I need the help of God. I need the help of people to pray with me right now. See, there's more people than what you thought that need help right now in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want you to come and stand with somebody and start helping to pray. Come on, this is eternal business this morning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, we got to be ready. Come on, these people got to be ready. They need help. They need the goodness of the Lord. They need the operation of the Holy Ghost. They're admitting, saying, God, I need you. Sing it, Sister Kristen, again.
Amazing.
Come on, pray with them this morning. Come on, be that hand. Come on, be that praying heart that helps them pray.
That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas crazy.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Would you thank the Lord for his goodness today? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't ever take lightly. The Lord spoke to your heart today. Amen. Just don't swallow it and go on. Every day you need to think about it. I'm getting what I don't deserve by living for God. Hallelujah. Mom and Daddy were young, very young. I think it was St. Francisville, Louisiana. And remember Daddy telling the story, now Mama tells it, that they heard something in the middle of the night. And that little apartment that they rented, or house, whatever it was, just a small little place, somebody definitely was in their kitchen, in their house. My dad had an old shotgun. And my dad grabbed that shotgun, walked in there, and there was somebody there. And they had went to the grocery store, and there were some canned goods, groceries, whatever. And this person was digging in it. My daddy was ready to shoot. And all of a sudden he realized who it was. There was a person that lived right in the neighborhood that had a child, a grown person for his age. If you understand, this person was mental disturbed, didn't have it all together. And this person was hungry. My daddy was at that point where he could have blown them to pieces. But they realized this was a hungry person. They had mercy and they had grace that they blessed that man. Every time I think about that story, I think about the goodness of my God, where God should have pulled the trigger, but he didn't. He gave me help. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands again with us this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word, Lord, of truth. Thank you for speaking to our hearts this morning. We love and we praise you, Jesus. Teach us, Lord. Teach us with your grace. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember service tonight. Tonight after service is birthday anniversary celebration. And I believe we're having soup tonight. Am I right? Salad, soup, and salads. Amen. I'll tell you what Sister C's cooked. I smelt them all night. Amen. She had some good Cajun sausage. She put some onions in it, a little garlic, and some red beans. And it's been in that crock pot all night long, folks. I'm telling you. Amen. How would you like to wake up smelling something that good? I'm telling you. Amen. Come tonight. Let's have a great time together. God bless you. Let's go to heaven. Amen. You're dismissed.